USA Radio News.
Today, the U.S. officially moved their embassy to Jerusalem. Michael Anton is a National Security Council spokesman. He explains what this move means to folks in the United States and Israel.
It's a recognition of a long-standing reality that, as you heard the president's remarks, the major buildings and operations of the Israeli government are in Jerusalem. For a long time, the United States denied that, or at least sort of held the polite fiction that we were agnostic as to whether the capital was in Jerusalem.
And only about 90 miles to the south, three of the 52 Palestinians reportedly killed ahead of the U.S. opening the embassy in Jerusalem were armed terrorists caught trying to plant a bomb near the Gaza border fence. That's according to Israel's military. Today, Margot Kidder, best known for her role as Lois Lane in the 1978 Superman film, has died. She was 69 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Analysts are reporting the largest increase in gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey last year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The national average has increased almost 7 cents over the past week. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Well, nationally, the U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline. That's up close to 7 cents in the last week.
I'm John Clemens.
Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who criticized Mylan for jacking up the price of its EpiPen allergy shot 2 years ago, today called on federal officials to help end what he called an urgent and alarming shortage of the life-saving device. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar explained what is being done between Mylan and the government.
So we're working with the manufacturer to make sure that consumers have ready information about where the product is available. Sometimes what happens is you have pockets where the product's available and some other product pockets in the distribution channel where there are shortages, and we're making sure patients have knowledge about where to go.
This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Today was the first day the U.S. Embassy officially opened in Jerusalem. President Donald Trump addressed the dedication ceremony via video.
Today we officially open the United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Congratulations. It's been a long time coming. Almost immediately after declaring statehood in 1948, Israel designated the city of Jerusalem as its capital. The capital the Jewish people established in ancient times. So important. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of Israel's government. It is the home of the Israeli legislature and the Israeli Supreme Court and Israel's prime minister and president. Israel is a sovereign nation with the right, like every other sovereign nation, to determine its own capital. Yet for many years, we failed to acknowledge the obvious, the plain reality that Israel's capital is Jerusalem. On December 6, 2017, at my direction, the United States finally and officially recognized Jerusalem as the true capital of Israel.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, also spoke from the event. And finally, on this day in history, back in 1804, explorer William Clark set off from St. Louis, Missouri. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.